Described as a compilation series of late 70s West Coast yacht pop, you can almost dance to. The Too Slow to Disco compilations are wonderfully curated by Markus Liesenfeld, aka DJ Supermarkt. Liesenfeld says the West Coast AOR sound helped him to heal, and he realized that many people, including a younger generation, feels connected to the genre. For this summer, he released Yacht Soul, an album with iconic yacht rock tracks re-recorded by incredible soul artists such as Chaka Khan and Quincy Jones. I had the pleasure to speak with Markus.
I never had the idea of releasing that kind of music. But it was weird. The more I talked to people, the more I found out that there's many other DJs and musicians who had the same. At the time, I DJed a lot with Sowax guys, Too Many DJs, Peaches, Voice Noise, these kind of people. And they all did the same. It was funny. We gave each other playlists of songs and tape. I saw suddenly that it's not just my personal fun and almost like a medical thing. I realized that it is that kind of sound actually does something to more than just one person. The next thing that happened was Phoenix released their albums, which sounded like they were influenced by Hall & Oates. There was Daft Punk suddenly playing around with these AOR West Coast sounds. So suddenly the modern electronic music also was influenced by that music that I loved so much. And that was the moment when I thought, okay, this could make sense because there were so many tracks that nobody knew. Even the record companies didn't know that they owned them at the time. That's when I teamed up with Christo Nellinghaus from City Slang, and we worked 2 years nonstop to find the rights of the first compilation. And then we released it, and it was the biggest success and the biggest nice feeling I had, because suddenly I was back with something that I really loved, and I was musically, I was close to myself again, and I still am, which is weird. If there would be no corona, I would be even closer, but that's like more or less the story.
No, but listen, it's beautifully said, because you're right, you're not the only one that when hear these sounds, I don't know, even for me, I mean, it does bring, I don't know, positivity, you know, and sometimes even in this year of lockdown, of the grey weather here in London, it transports you somewhere. I think there's something quite special about this type of music. And I think that's why it's connecting even to perhaps a young generation that was not there living when those songs were released.
Absolutely. I did lots of parties also with Too Slow to Disco with that sound. And to me, when I started, I was really afraid because I thought, please not do a party for old people who, you know, they played that on my wedding. Suddenly there were so many young people coming. It's great. I think the feeling that music gives you, you don't have to be old or young. It doesn't matter. That feeling is there. In weird times and even before Corona, people were a bit stressed about everything that was happening. I think people need that kind of way to relax, which is not completely stupid.
And I love how you also expand the brand a little bit, because you have Neo, which is in French, and you had some special edition from my country, Brazil, which was lovely as well. So it's quite interesting that you added, but it didn't lose kind of the essence.
It's all about a vibe. Too Slow to Disco to me is not music from 1975 to 1985, and everything else is bad music. There's many digging people who have this opinion that after 85, there was no more good music and stuff like that. That's not, it's a vibe. It's an atmosphere. I'm a music person. I do nothing but listening to new music. I'm trying to find music on YouTube, in groups on Facebook, on SoundCloud. That's what I do. That's my job. You know, if I like it, I play it to my friends. But sometimes there's a song which does something where people go, wow, what's that? And there's even, to me, with Too Slow to Disco, there's one song which actually really is the essence of how Too Slow to Disco became what it is. And that's Ned Doheny's Get It Up. Hey. It's also the first song on the first compilation. And that was the song. Even then I played at bars. I did this break, but with that kind of music, I returned to DJing, but not in big rooms, more like for people who sit down and then suddenly they dance to Ned Doheny, Get Enough for Love. You could see that song had something that young people nowadays really loved. The same thing happened years later when I realized in France, there's so many new producers and new musicians, new bands like L'Imperatrice Yuxek, so many people that actually have the same vibe that they have in their new music. French actually are, to me, of course, the European West Coast people, because even in the 80s and the 70s, the French had this relaxed vibe. They're much more relaxed than the Germans, for example. So.
I'm still expecting a kind of a German compilation. Do you think that's possible?
I think it would be a very short compilation. I released the last one on the Sunset Manifesto. There's Roosevelt, there's Satin Jackets, and there's three German acts. I don't think it's enough to make a German compilation, but who knows? Germany changes too. We're not the Teutonic people anymore. Even we can relax sometimes. So you never know. I'm open to anything. These ideas for new compilations, for the change, like you said, they come when I listen to music. I have like folders on my computer where I throw in music and then suddenly I see, wow, that's a lot of music for that idea. And then suddenly I realized maybe that's a new concept for a new compilation. And that's how it works. It's never what other people think. It's not like I'm sitting at home with a dollar sign in my eyes thinking like, we should do a Brazilian compilation. No, it goes naturally.
And talking about new compilations as well, let's talk about some of the summer releases, which is, again, super interesting. And again, it totally makes sense for people that know your brand.
I'm collecting that kind of music for years already because I love cover versions if they are done well. The music that I released on the Too Slow to Disco compilations, the traditional ones, was by White hippie guys from the Laurel Canyon in Los Angeles. But inside, in the studio, they already had lots of guest musicians, session musicians who were black musicians. So it was a mainly white music direction. But black musicians like Greg Fillinganes, the Brothers Johnson, they were all over these productions. So I think for me, that was a logical progression. I don't like the country part of the West Coast music that much. I love the soulful, the little groovy part. That's the music I like. I moved to soul during Too Slow to Disco. I discovered more and more soul music. And the Yacht Soul one was just obvious to do that. The musicians covering these hits of the West Coast bands, it's an obvious thing because that music was so big at the time. It influenced lots of people. And I don't think it's a black and white story that much. It's more black musicians and white musicians doing things together, and nobody cares actually what color of skin they are.
I even like the artwork.
It's the same guy. It's Dennis. He's called Dennis Rutzler. He did everything except the Edge Mota compilation because I wanted to have a Brazilian graphic guy for the Brazilian version. So he did everything else. Everything. He's a very old friend of mine and he's a real magician.
Is there any plans to do another Brazilian one, by the way?
My folders are still there, so I'm always connecting stuff. You have to, with Edge, he's so busy, you have to know when is the right moment to, because it's impossible for me to do a Brazilian compilation because I don't know the people to talk to for the rights in Brazil. And Edge Mota obviously knows, he knows everybody. There's a chance, of course, there's a chance for another one.
The Monaco Weekly was edited by Jack Jewers, and I am Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Thank you for listening.